fallout continues for the housing market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The Commerce Department reports sales of new homes were up by more than 2% in July. That's higher than expected, but still more than 35% below what they were this time last year. And it turns out home sales in June were lower than they first thought and actually fell to their slowest pace in 17 years. Thing is, we don't seem to mind. Consumer confidence numbers were up this month as worries about inflation eased up, and that has the markets looking pretty good this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 0.3% to 11,422. The NASDAQ is also up 0.3% to 2373. The S&P 500 up 0.6% to 1274. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are having a very good morning. Fannie's shares are up more than 17%. Freddie has added more than 26%. And oil prices are up as well to $117 a barrel. Commodities have, of course, been on a wild upswing this year. That's bad news for most of us, but good news for the companies that sell commodities. Mining giant Rio Tinto saw earnings more than double in the first half of this year. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
There's no surprise that Rio is doing well. Most of the minerals and metals that it mines, like iron ore and copper, have shot up in price. But the scale of Rio's success is dazzling. The company exceeded every analyst prediction, and its results outshone even those of its rival BHP, which also had a very strong first half. Rio rejected BHP's $140 billion plus takeover bid earlier this year. Today's results may strengthen the case against merging. David Hart, mining analyst with research group Fat Profits.
Both companies are doing very well on their own, and as a result, staying independent doesn't necessarily mean a step backwards.
Rio said today that it remained confident about future growth and that the credit crunch is not affecting demand for commodities. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Spinal cord injuries can rob people of the ability to move and speak. Technology does exist to help the disabled, but it's got limitations. Now scientists have a new system that uses the tongue. From North Carolina Public Radio, Janet Babin has more.
Swish your tongue around your mouth for a second. It's a pretty flexible muscle, and it's directly connected to your brain through a cranial nerve, so it's not usually hurt during a spinal cord injury. Georgia Tech researchers say that's why it's the basis of their new communication system. The tongue gets pierced with a tiny magnetic tracer. Sensors then pick up tongue movements, send a signal to a laptop, and presto, you've turned your tongue into a computer joystick. Georgia Tech professor Maysam Govanlu says the tongue can control all sorts of objects for the disabled.
They can drive their wheelchair by just moving their tongue. There are many other applications such as turning the lights on and off, a phone, a powered bed, a TV, anything you can think of.
Startup funding came from foundations, but Govanlu says he's just received offers from private companies interested in licensing the technology. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Citigroup says it will ban off-site meetings and cut back on color copies in an effort to save money. In the past year, the country's biggest bank has written off about $55 billion. A friendly reminder to the powers that be at Citigroup. Remember last year when you gave former CEO Charles Prince a $29 million golden parachute after he'd lost the company a bunch of money? But yeah, color copies, those add up.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at gather.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org.
We mentioned more bad news from the housing market out today. It is pretty brutal out there. Last month, there were more than 9,000 foreclosures a day, and the number of unsold homes hit an all-time high. As you can imagine, that has the real estate market sounding a bit like this. But it's actually good news for one kind of investor, as Jennifer Collins explains.
Will Rogers finds undeveloped land, and tries to keep it that way. He runs the conservation group, the Trust for Public Land. And lately, his job has gotten a lot easier.
The current situation where values are dropping really is providing opportunities to acquire land for conservation that would otherwise be developed.
Roger's group and others like his tend to have a lot of cash on hand, so they're able to buy land outright or secure better financing than private developers who rely on credit. Roger says since last fall, his organization has preserved 1,000 acres all over the country. That land would have otherwise been destined for development, but because real estate deals are less profitable these days, the trust can buy up land and turn it into parks or open space.
We sometimes refer to this as the green lining in the dark cloud of the real estate meltdown.
Take an 850-acre swath of oceanfront property on the Hawaiian island of Oahu. The beach was about to become home to 1,000 condos and a sprawling hotel. But thanks to falling property values, the developer's financing fell through. The trust is now working to make sure the land stays just like this. Set aside as habitat for green sea turtles and endangered monk seals. Other groups are taking advantage of the falling property values as well. The Nature Conservancy and the Land Trust Alliance also report they're able to secure better deals now that the real estate bubble has burst. These groups are there to help more than just turtles and seals. Real estate brokers like Ryan Flegel say houses near open space are more valuable than those in the concrete jungle.
Everybody loves being near a park or near some wilderness. So if somebody else is paying for that and they don't have to, that's all the more benefit on their property value.
Location, location, location. In fact, Flegel and his girlfriend just closed on a house near a couple of parks in Southern California. He says they plan to remodel, and thanks to the green space, he believes they'll be in a better position to sell when the markets are singing again. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Bannock-Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.